I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, Wisconsin man led cops in a high-speed chase, crashed his minivan when he ended up crashing his minivan when he checked his cell phone for directions. I guess it's kind of hard to do those two things at once, right? The man was high on marijuana and admitted he had a fight-or-flight response when an officer tried to pull him over. The chase reached speeds pretty high.
Yeah, don't ever do a fight response when an officer is approaching you.
But people do it, though, like, all the time.
Not a good idea.
I'm afraid. Like, I see a red light, I see an ambulance, I see a fire truck, I'm like, pull over! I'm over on, like, the curb almost. Yeah, but this guy did not do that. He just took off, and the officer tried to pull him over. He wouldn't do it. He ended up crashing the van while checking for directions on his phone. Why don't you slow down to, like, maybe 30 miles per hour? You're still going to be in the chase.
Yeah.
But you could, you know, talk to your phone, like, how do I get to exit whatever, blah, blah, blah. So he was arrested after he crashed, and it isn't known what charges are going to be facing him at this time. A woman named Katie and a guy named, what is the guy's name? Ryan visited Chicago last Thursday to celebrate his birthday. And just after they got there, listen to this. They got mugged at knife point. Men stole a $12,000 engagement ring. $5,000 in cash.
Okay, that's a lot to have on you.
A $3,000 Louis Vuitton suitcase. And a $2,000 MacBook Air, and even more. Those are just some of the things that were stolen.
Hey.
Katie said one of the muggers looked like Fat Albert.
Okay.
Hey. At least that's what she told police after they investigated. Well, they actually figured out it was all made up.
I was going to say that to have all of that on you at one time, and the $5,000 cash is what really is a red flag.
What? How much cash do you carry?
Probably like 50 cents.
Okay. I carry around like $2,000. Okay, who am I kidding?
You do?
I wish. No. What's the most money you've ever had on you at one time?
Probably like $200 or something like that. Like, I don't have cash. Like, I just use my debit card.
I think I had like $3,000 on me one time, and I was like, just get it to the bank.
Gosh, that would give me anxiety.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like scared the crap out of me. Well, Katie, you know, told the mugger, like, look like Fat Albert. The police, like, wait a minute, that makes no sense. So they figured out, wait a minute, they're making it up. And that was correct. Katie and Ryan couldn't even get their story straight. Security cameras didn't back up anything they said, and the footage from the airport showed they didn't even have luggage when they got off the plane. Like, they checked their flights and everything. They didn't book any luggage. They didn't carry anything on. So why did they lie? Well, according to Ryan, it was, quote, to have some fun.
Oh, boy.
For his birthday. And Katie said it's because, quote, he has bad friends.
Like, well, maybe you're the bad friend, Katie.
Well, you're an idiot for being there. They're both facing a felony charge for falsely reporting a crime. And your final dummy of the day this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show, let's go to Georgia. A Georgia man stole thousands of dollars of jewelry from a hospital gift shop while his girlfriend was in the intensive care unit.
That's so awful.
How do you steal from a hospital?
Terrible.
The man tried to open the gift shop door with an unknown object, but he couldn't. He was, though, and this is what puzzles me, was able to find the keys to the gift shop and steal over $5,000 worth of jewelry and other items. They got $5,000 worth of jewelry at a hospital?
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Well, like, in case Grandma meets Jesus tonight, let's make sure she looks really good right there. Oh, those are nice earrings for Grandma, so. Yeah, they were able to track the man down to his home after seeing him on security cameras. The man's roommate admitted he came home with a lot of jewelry, which he thought was odd because he didn't believe the thief could afford something that expensive.
Yeah.
He was arrested and charged with burglary of an unoccupied structure, grand theft, and criminal mischief.
Not good.
Now listen. I'm not justifying crime because crime's bad, but if this guy, even what if he would have broken in there, like done that, that's wrong, to grab a snack or two, I get it. You're at the hospital a long time. You're hungry. You're bored. Okay.
So a snack, okay. Jewelry, not so much?
$5,000? That's that has to be the whole gift shop, right?
I think stealing anything, that would not have been good.
Well, I hope I don't have to see you when I'm in the hospital then. Now I know you won't get me anything. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.